Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. It can be so daunting to look at the total on your credit card bill, or more likely bills, because a lot of people have more than one credit card. So if that's tough, actually paying off that bill can be brutal. And there is a ton of work to looking at how people can make that an easier task. But some new research crossed our desk with an approach called repayment by purchase. And we're going to talk to one of the authors of the study on this new method. Grant Donnelly is an assistant professor of marketing at Ohio State University's Fisher College of Business. He joins us now to talk about this method. Hello there.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
What is repayment by purchase? What do you mean?
What we mean is when allocating a payment towards your credit card bill, you can actually allocate it towards specific purchases rather than, say, the total balance of your bill. So if I was going to pay like under a traditional way of payment, I would pay $100 towards my bill. And under repayment by purchase, let's just say I had a $50 pair of shoes and a $50 dinner out, I could select both of those items and pay that amount. So by essence, crossing those two items off of my to-do list in some extent.
And we're going to come back to how this actually works, but I want first to have you take us through some of the results that you found when people did repay by purchase. They paid back more.
They do. Yeah, it does increase repayment. So that was kind of a promising outcome. We had, well, in investigating this question, we partnered with Commonwealth Bank of Australia. So we got to look at repayment behavior over a few months, and we saw that repayment increased such that people paid more for a few months of the experiment, and those effects did seem to die off though after some time. And then in some more controlled lab experiments where we give people hypothetical bills or kind of use their own bills to make decisions with, we see consistent effects around paying more.
By how much?
Roughly about 16% more people are paying towards their bill.
Pretty dramatic in terms of reducing the carry of that credit card debt over time.
Absolutely. Yeah. With Commonwealth Bank of Australia, they also have an indicator of someone's financial health. And so after the experiment, people's financial health increased such that it made them more qualified for home loans and other types of financial services that could benefit them.
Mm-hmm. What are the hypotheses on why this was so?
Our primary hypothesis was that what credit cards are pretty good at doing is they make all of your purchasing behaviors a little bit more vague. So they separate, you know, the payment from all that enjoyable time you get to buy your items, and then they clump them all together in a big long list or a bill. And so what that does is it draws your attention towards the total balance that you owe rather than reminding you of all of the things that you got. So repayment by purchase, in essence, kind of brings you back to remembering all of those things that you might have forgotten over the course of the billing cycle. And then really what it does is by paying off a specific item, not only are you aware of what you're paying towards, it gives you kind of a sense of meaning and accomplishment. So you feel like you're making progress towards a goal that could be very overwhelming.
What did you notice about the category of things that people paid off? So if they were to, you know, if we look at the pie chart of what's in that credit card bill, it's food, it's groceries, it's entertainment, it's whatever. What did they tend to want to pay off more when given that choice?
I love this question. So under balance repayment, traditional repayment, people generally wish to repay things that aren't giving them future benefit, like a vacation that they already experienced, rather than, say, a home appliance that they might still be getting benefit from. With repayment by purchase, we actually saw that prioritization of repayment actually was focused on smaller items, like separate of like what type of category they were in. And really, I think why this occurs is because the proportional kind of change of your bill increases the more items you remove. And so people are sensitive to making that bill as small as possible. So that means that I would pay off like 10 $10 items before I'd pay off one $100 item.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think if I were to do it, I'd be trying to pay off the thing I feel guiltiest about, because
really?
It would somehow absolve me of guilt, of wrong.
Oh, because you could at least take care of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then no one would know. No one would call my mother and say, "Can you believe he spent $100 on shoes he does not need?"
Yeah, yeah. I had the opposite prediction, actually, that I would want to pay off food or my necessities, because I would feel bad feeling like I couldn't pay for like my day-to-day life.
How did it actually work? So your credit card bill arrives, you look at all the transactions. Right now it's, you know, you go online and you pay that dollar amount. In your study, how did the bank make it possible for people to repay by purchase? How hard is that?
Yeah, it was very difficult. Commonwealth Bank of Australia was amazing to partner with, as they had to design a completely different consumer experience than what their general operating practices were. So we intervened with people through a mobile application where they would make payments, and we couldn't force people into paying towards items. So we just presented some customers with this ability to make payments towards items. And at least in this study, we for simplicity, we just had to make it purchase categories. So rather than like your pair of shoes, it would just be clothing as a broader category. Turns out that still is effective. You know, people want to eliminate more categories of items rather than just specific items. And so people would select the items they wish to repay. The app was really great, such that it would also give you a sense of accomplishment, like the item would explode or the category of items would explode when you paid them off in full. And if you made a partial payment towards it, it would update that balance in real time. So it kind of gave this sense of accomplishment right away. And then people would approve their payment once that was completed. And they often, what happened too with this intervention is people would log back into their credit card statement multiple times throughout the month, in part because they can kind of piecemeal pay towards their bill and watch it go down.
This was research for you and for the financial institution. What have they decided? Are they rolling this out? Is this taking Australia by storm? Is it moving to the US tomorrow?
No. There are a number of repayment strategies that different creditors have that are consistent with this idea. So American Express has the Pay It Planet card, which allows you to make kind of payment plans based on, if you buy a large item that's over, say, $1,000, you could say, I'm going to make three payments of, $250, four payments of $250 or whatnot. But Commonwealth Bank of Australia did not continue on with this intervention. There was a few reasons, I think. One is there was actually relatively low uptake. So people are, or in our research, we found that people are generally interested in cards that offer this type of option for them. It gives them a greater sense of control, kind of more sense of empowerment. But actually, people using it is another kind of outcome. So it seems to be good at attracting customers. It doesn't seem to be actually that good in practice. One reason why is because it's a lot more work to pay off your bill. Like, while it could be entertaining and satisfying for some consumers, for people who pay their bills in full each month, it doesn't really appeal to them. And then two, for those who also can't pay their bill in full but want to, it also brings greater attention to them, their inability to do that, which kind of can be disappointing.
Given that, the hooray, these are great results, and the boo, it's not taken on like wildfire, what do you believe is the reapplication of this research in the market?
I think that the American Express Pay It Planet card is actually quite, takes a lot of these insights and utilizes them in a successful way. So the pay it option of their plan allows people to pay off smaller items. And I think they cap that at items under $100. And the planet option is something we didn't study, but this is for larger items where they set a payment plan of how long that they'll have it. It's almost like putting something on layaway on your credit card. And so this allows people kind of two different strategies, but also offers opportunities for creditors to ultimately maintain some of their revenue through interest charges, because the pay it plan, satisfies people maintaining a balance, which is the primary source of income for creditors. So
It's one of those real contradictions in the marketplace, is that it's not actually in their vested interest to have people not carry an outstanding balance.
Exactly. So that's the tension that these, repayment by purchase plans kind of have. They're good at attracting customers. It somewhat benefits the creditors when these users don't actually utilize these payment strategies. But it also could ultimately help people reduce debt and reduce their profitability.
Really interesting stuff. Grant, thanks for your time today.
Thank you. I had so much fun talking to you.
Grant Donnelly, Assistant Professor of Marketing at Ohio State University's Fisher College of Business. And he was here to talk about this idea called repayment by purchase. And even if your institution doesn't offer it, here's an idea. Look at that credit card. Pay the minimum payment, of course, as you always do. And then choose one specific thing. Maybe it's a dinner out. Maybe it is that pair of shoes. And make an incremental payment that, in your mind at least, is repaying that particular purchase.